This recording, Guangdong 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Parry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an Ozum in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much narrower for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with a palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered Ida. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with the clothes and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So I was born in Shenzhen, a coastal city in the southern China. And I've lived it all my life. I didn't go abroad. I didn't travel to an English-speaking country until the sophomore year, where I went to Cambridge for 15 days and then go to Germany with my friend. Like travel in Europe for like a month. So I am actually very proud of this city, the city where I grew up, Shenzhen, because 30 years ago it was just a small fishing village, nothing really to see there. But during these 13 years, many things have changed, and it has gradually became international cosmopolitan, where many excellent enterprises are born, such as Huawei and Tencent. And I do believe that many students in Shenzhen can speak like me, or at least excel at an English test, because I mean, many Shenzhen really paid many attention, emphasized a lot on the education in English.